fine.
对，好的，对，我已经忘了。
Oh, yeah. Me too, yeah. Wait a
Wait,
minute.
wait, oh, I should have said where. Do you just wanna use my chatting weight room, or do you have a chatting weight room on YouTube?
I don't have, I have, no, I don't have one right now. Not
You
for
don't
now.
have one right now. I guess I can say I can say like I don't know.
Separately.
Probably if you use if you no I think it will. Oh, no, you can mute yourself technically.
Technically, it doesn't matter. We're just gonna talk.
Technically, right?
I'll just talk. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, wait. Let me. How do I write here? Do I just re-record it?
Do we talk?
Here. You guys can talk in the YouTube white room. We should have probably planned this out before I start. Do you wanna go to the weight room on your thing so we don't get like kicked from Twitter space? Because that's what happened last time. Let me get the
Oh.
link here. I don't even know where the share button is.
I don't even have like a waiting
Oh,
room I
found
can
it.
use.
Just use mine.
Okay.
You guys can talk in the YouTube white room retweet. Okay.
I use wait.
Yeah, that. Okay. Wait. I'm so freaking
I know my voice is like cracking. It's like we're so tired. Can't keep up with the young'uns. Oh
young
my
ones are too energetic. I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're so freaking energetic. You have to chat out.
I do have to chat up.
Okay, let's
Mercy.
leave it on while we do this. We'll
Do that.
side by side. Do you have your phone charged? Yeah, your
Yeah,
phone's
I have my
charged.
phone's charged.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Do you guys hear both Sheena and me? Or is Sheena too quiet? Can you guys hear us both? Can you guys hear us both? Or yes?
Oh,
Okay.
well, yeah,
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
This is a super last minute Twitter race. Like I was like literally, oh my gosh, Sheena, do you want to do a Twitter space?
As I what came out of the bathroom,
Literally, as she came out of
walked out of the
the
bathroom,
bathroom.
and Aggie was like, "Oh, do you guys want to do a Twitter space?" And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, so we're just now like lying in bed to join
Yeah, we're lying in bed. We're roommates, and then Leah's in the other room.
and then Uruka has her own
Uruka.
room.
Uruka's in her own room. Yeah. Yeah,
We're
yeah,
the only two people sharing
yeah. Quarantine.
Yeah, we needed to give the young guns their own space, and the older the older what the older people basically gave up like individual room rights. Individual room rights. Like you guys don't understand, the young ones are the ones who keep using my
That's true. Even though I'm in the same bed, I think I've used your boobs as pillows least out of her
Yeah,
one.
probably
Yeah.
because like was it earlier today or yes? It was yesterday, I think. Yesterday I was just like lying down and Uruka was like trying to lie down and she kept like fiddling around. I was like, what are you doing? I'm trying to use your boobs as pillows.
Yeah, she was like, I can hear your voice through your boobs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she said that after like Leah showed me something and like I was like screaming and Uruka was like, oh my gosh, you're gonna give me hearing damage to you.
Osmosis of the sound to the
I
ears.
mean, it makes sense like that would happen, right? She's so lucky. I mean, to be fair, when you lie down, the boob fat basically like flattens out.
It doesn't completely flatten out, though. It's like a pillow.
I mean, it flattens out more than like what you guys saw this morning.
Your boobs are crazy. Your boobs are crazy. I hope I get dressed this morning. And oh my god, her boobs are crazy.
Actually, part of the hair kept getting stuck in between the boobs, kind of like my dog. Like it kept getting stuck there, and I'm like, stop going in. And then I just like hair slap it like backwards. I move it backwards, and it would just go back in between.
I was trying to zip up her dress, and her boobs are so ridiculous that I couldn't like zip up. A finger blister.
I mean, I can't confirm this.
And Aaliyah held like the bottom, and I was like zipping up the middle.
And we needed three people. Even though I used a tightening bra, and even then it wouldn't go out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please.
I
was almost scared. I was scared that the zippers would break.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's gonna break, but yeah, the zipper is the true MVP of today for hanging on.
Doesn't so know well. Like I don't know how many years ago it was, but another friend of mine was helping like me zip my clothes up, right? Because I couldn't do it by myself, and she was helping me zip it up. She succeeded, but then all of a sudden. Something that only happens in anime happened. I told you about this, right? My boobs bursted out of the clothes and the zipper flew. The zipper flew out and barely missed hitting her face by like an
Mach 5. Oh my god.
Uncomfortable. You heard me complaining all day long.
I know, but I'll never truly understand. Like while she was having these problems this morning, I just put on my top. I don't even need to wear a bra. I'm like, yeah, I'm going out like this. What do you mean?
And for me, like, while I'm putting everything on, like, Sheena, I just told Sheena, I was like, hey, Sheena, I can't do this by myself. Can you help? And I just kept telling her, can you put it tighter? Tighter, please. It would get I mean it's whatever.
Yeah, like it's a whole ordeal in the morning for you.
Dude, how long did it take for us to zip the dress up?
At least 10 minutes to get you
only 10? All
dressed. Yeah, I think it was about 10 minutes.
Still longer.
Yeah, It's literally still red from this morning.
Oh my god.
I was fighting that zipper with my entire life.
With your entire life?
Yeah. I think I was the only one that had like the strength to pull it up.
Yeah. This is something I need to face every day.
She was like, yeah, I did this myself last time. I'm like, you crazy woman. Why did you do it by yourself?
I only have this issue for clothes that have zippers.
Yeah.
That's why I prefer wearing clothes that are not zippers.
I don't think buttons would hold.
Yeah, actually, yeah. There was another time I was trying to wear something and then the buttons popped and almost hit my other friend in the face. You know what happened though? I was wearing that like outfit, right? And I managed to get it closed, and then the first one pops, the first button pops, and then the second one pops, and the third one. And I'm like, this is gonna take money to fix, isn't it?
It's so cute because like
I was
dealing with that Utica standing there like,
what did I just say?
Oh my, those boobs are ridiculous.
was literally like, I never knew you could see VTuber boobs IRL. And I'm like, what does this mean? What?
I was just trying to, like, I woke up and I was like, oh, I put just easy, just, like, doing my makeup. But then, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, like I was doing fine until that part. Once we got to that part, I just like, hey, can somebody come help me? And then one by one people start coming. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like the last person to come in, they just opened the door and they were like, what's going on?
What's
here?
What's going on? And
just
like,
was that Leah or Uzuka? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember, but like some of us.
It was a blur. All I remember was the pain. Pulling up the zipper.
I can't believe it's so red.
Yeah, I managed it though.
You managed to somehow without breaking it. No, just in case, you know, I had to safety pin it too.
Oh, did you?
I ended up safety pinning it because I thought it might explode again. While we're in public, and I was like, I do not want that to explode in public.
I thought that only happened in anime. No, apparently it happens in real life. I figured that out today.
Like, today?
Today.
Today, only today.
Well, I wasn't physically there for the last times that you're close.
Yeah, I only told you about what happened.
This is the first time I've experienced it in real life.
First time? Yeah.
Also, enough about boobs.
I gave Sheeta, like, because her birthday is coming up, as you guys know, this coming Friday, right? Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, this coming Friday, Sheeta's birthday is coming up, so I got her like a gift.
I feel like I can post it now.
About what? Oh, the thing? Yeah, you can just do it right now.
Yeah, I'll post it.
Yeah. I got her, like, the derpiest looking thing.
I love it.
Actually, no, I'm not
gonna. Okay.
I'm not gonna.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure there's no identifiable information.
Oh, ooh, okay, wait.
Yeah?
Look at the Sina.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Leah!
Leah!
Hello. I miss you guys, hello.
I miss you too. Hurry back, I miss you.
I miss you guys.
I got Boba.
We got Boba.
Hello.
Hello. No, I can hear you. I'm just saying hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's Uga, right?
Was that Uga?
I think it was Uga. Uga sounds so different.
Wait, baby bear, is that you?
Know what I sound like?
You sound so different.
She sounds so different.
Different? Are you drunk?
No, she sounds really different here. On our side, we have no alcohol. Okay, we might be sleepy hags. We have not broken out the beer yet. Okay?
No, but I was talking earlier. I was like, wow, we're drinking boba while eating like freaking like Korean chicken and like all this thing. You know, beer would be more fitting for this occasion.
We should have. Gotten the six pack. I didn't think this through.
Hey guys, why not bring a six pack while you guys come back? Actually, no, six pack's not gonna be enough.
Not gonna be enough. Do you actually want it?
Do you really want us to bring back beer? We can, I think, maybe.
Freaking back. Let's go.
We can try.
We'll do our best.
What beer comes in? Hold on.
There's like a bunch of beer. Just whatever beer they can find.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
We'll see what's open.
Yeah.
Don't bring home Pabst Blue Ribbon. Don't bring that one.
No. We'll do our best. We're gonna go now.
Okay.
I like how we just had a phone call on a Twitter.
No longer. Okay, it's okay. I think they left. Yeah, it's just connecting. So I think they disconnected, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. If I accidentally press this, am I gonna be like unfollowing Leah somehow? That's kind of scary. If I accidentally unfollow Leah, she's gonna like.
She's gonna kill us, man.
You're still taking a picture.
Perfect picture.
You're gonna get like a shadow no matter what you do. That phone is gonna have a shadow. Do you want me to use a flashlight?
The
here, I got you.
Nice.
I got you.
Oh, nice. The baby boy. No, that captures his rotundness.
Oh, watch. Look, he's so like sparkly and fabulous.
He's
so sparkly and fabulous.
He's such a chubby boy.
It's chubby boy. Chunky chunk. It's like a derp chunky, like Sanrio.
Wait. Did I post it under like as a comment for everyone?
I'll just post it on your Twitter. As long as you didn't hit your Twitter limit.
I didn't. Sadly, I've already
blocked.
No, it's like I have Twitter blue. It's harder for me to hit the limit.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm not as on my phone all the time.
Shut up.
As you and Leah. Wow. Literally at dinner, they're all on their phones. I'm sitting here like just eating my food. Like, yeah, great conversation.
Hey, web novels and web comics are a serious business.
Yeah, your brains are so.
It's called multitasking.
I can't do it.
It's called multitasking. I was talking and reading at the same time. Okay.
I have skill issues. I can't do that.
It's okay. I will teach you the way.
The way.
Got it?
Yeah. Chunky boy.
Chunky chunksters.
Chunky boy. Courtesy of IG.
Courtesy of IG. IG.
Okay, there's nothing. Okay. There it is.
You don't need to edit it. Yeah.
No.
You don't need to beauty filter.
You don't need to apply a beauty filter for him.
Yeah, okay. So if you guys want to see what I got Sina for her birthday, you guys can just look up Sheena's tweet. Yeah.
I just tweeted it. It's a chunky pom-pom purin with the derpiest face. It's like somebody asked me to draw pom-pom purin from memory. Like, I vaguely know what he looks like, but not really.
I've been better than nothing, right?
I love him. He's so derpy.
He's chonk. I got the derpiest looking thing for him. I was like, if we're talking about Sina right now, then it's gonna be. Did I accidentally close it? No. Oh my gosh, I thought I almost closed. I closed it. Wait, I wanna see the pulse. Wait. No, that's the wrong button.
I don't think I tagged you. Gotta go.
I need to find you somehow. Wait, search button. Amano Kawasina.
God, guys, I bought so much chicken today because I didn't eat all day. And then I was like, oh, I'm feeding Ivy too, so I should buy more chicken. I got so much freaking chicken. So much left over. I overestimated.
Is it more than half left?
There's more than half left of the chicken.
There's too much chicken. I don't know what we're gonna do with the leftover. I mean, we can feed Uruka and Leah.
When they come back.
Yeah, when they come back, we can feed Uruka and Leah.
Originally, Aigi was supposed to like hang out longer
with Uruka and Leah.
Yeah, and I was supposed to do more work, but then we just crashed and burned.
I'm too old.
I cannot keep up with the young ones.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like they have so much energy. And like right before like they left, I was just dying. And everybody just came up to me and they were like, "Are you okay? Are you fine?" No, I was not okay. I was definitely not okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
What do you mean it's okay?
It's okay.
I knew and it wasn't even, I didn't even promise to go out because I was like, man.
And I didn't want to leave Sheena by herself.
I didn't want to leave Sheena by herself.
I don't want to leave her by herself either. That's also a portion. It's fine.
I have like so much work to do.
I even left the lights on yesterday night when I was sleeping because I was like, okay, it's really dark here unless the lights are on. Because there's like barely any light over there too. So I was like, I'm just going to keep the lights on and sleep. Because otherwise he's literally going to be tripping on everything that's here.
Maybe like everyone thought that. Because I was working till like 5 a.m. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's time for me to go to bed. And then I looked. Literally, Utica left the upstairs lights on. I turned those off.
Upstairs, like
where her room is.
Above where you were working?
Yeah. Like, all the lights were on. I'm like, okay, I'll go turn those off. And
I don't know why she left it off.
Yeah, I turned, like, all the lights in this Airbnb were on. And I was like, everybody's sleeping like this? What's happening? So I went around. And I like turned off all the lights that came into this room. I like sneaked into this room. So I was like, don't want to wake Ivy.
Actually, I did wake up for a bit.
Yeah.
Because that's usually around the time I wake up for work.
For work,
so yeah. So my body just automatically woke up. And I'm like, oh, Sarah's back. Okay, good night. Maybe it's Uruka's fault. We're not blaming Uruka for anything.
No. Everybody left the lights on. It was crazy. I was like, are they leaving it on for me, or do they actually sleep like this?
I mean, I don't know why Uruka would leave it on, considering there's no reason for you to go up there.
I was like, oh, I'll go turn off all the lights. So I turned off all the lights. I snuck back in here. I'm like, wow, she's sleeping with the lights on. It's impressive.
I usually cannot sleep with the lights on.
Oh, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that next time.
The day before yesterday, that's when I was like, knockout sleepy, because I was talking with everyone, and then, like, while they're talking, I just, like, passed out on the spot.
No, I heard about that, yeah.
Have you heard about it? Because you came, like, after that happened.
Yeah.
I just passed out on the spot. They were both telling me, Ivy, just go back to your room and sleep, and I'm like, no!
Holy crap, I'm a huge asshole!
We don't... Do not. Okay, she got it.
Should I be worried about like spiders in my suitcase? I don't know, it came up from like behind mine. I'm like, did the spiders start breeding behind my suitcase?
I hope not.
I think we're good. That was a big one.
I'm scared to sleep here now today.
Above the floor, so we should be okay.
Spiders can climb, so I mean.
No, like, the reason I'm not scared is because, like, there's a lot of spiders where I live. So, like, there was one night I was talking to Moody in the VC, and, you know, my mic was, like, in front of my face, right? And a spider came down, it landed here, on my, like, right on my forehead where my bangs are.
And on you?
Yeah, and it tickled. I was like, what is that? And I went like this. And then it like got swept off of my top of my head right onto my mic stand. And then I saw it, and it was a spider like 2 inches wide. And I was like, ah! Oh, that's fine. And I didn't even scream because you guys know my fear reaction is super delayed, right? So
5 seconds later,
it was like, and I was like, oh, crap, sorry, movie. I need to go get the spider out. And then I, like, took the spider, released it outside, sat down. And movie's like, how are you not screaming? I would have died.
she's too used to me screaming whenever, yeah. like, I... Okay, so whenever Mumi has to deal with me seeing spiders, she's so used to, like, hearing the screams.
Yeah.
Whenever I see bugs, I scream, and Mumi's like, ah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bug, that's a spider, that's a cockroach, that's whatever else.
Yeah, Mumi was like, why aren't you screaming? I'm like, I'm actually very scared right now. It's just... My body's reaction is super delayed, so I didn't have the opportunity.
But if you had my heart rate on a monitor, it would be like at like 100.
I think my viewers know how I am, so
it's like a external and internal is like arguing with each other.
It doesn't match up. Like the fear level might be really high, but then my physical reaction is like, oh.
For me, my internal and external like match up completely.
Completely.
So, like, for example, whenever I lie, people are like, oh, okay, you're lying. Or whenever, like, if something, I don't know, what's a good example of this? If something bad happens, and, like, they're trying to, if somebody's showing off something good,
yeah.
and I'm like, that's not that great, or for example, and I was like, oh,
yeah, that's obvious.
It's really obvious that I lie. I'm like, no, like, it's kind of obvious that you don't think it's actually
I don't know how to express my emotions properly, so a lot of times people are like, oh my god, are you really feeling that thing you're saying you're feeling? I'm like, I know what it looks like.
I just don't know how to express. My body doesn't show it. I don't know what to do.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
It's like two different, we're basically two different extremes of a spectrum. If I had to explain it, we're like on the opposite side. On the extremes of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
I have, like, overly exaggerated reactions. Sheena has, like, the...
Opposite.
And then, like, it's just like, oh, okay.
Okay.
What's up, me? What am I like?
You know, I remember I was in BC with Tenma-senpai, and...
Oh.
Mumi was there, because Mumi and I have similar reactions.
She definitely died.
So there was something really exciting, and both Mumi and I were like,
oh, that's exciting. And then Tama was like, you guys don't sound excited at all.
You guys sound dead. Are you guys really excited? And we're like, oh no,
I know. Like this. I actually know everything that can trigger Mumi. Like, I know every single topic that can, like, completely and absolutely trigger Mumi into bringing out the fullest of her emotions to the point of, like, my reaction.
Yeah.
Not her usual or your usual, like, yeah, that's great.
That's great, good, yeah.
Like, whenever I miss a certain topic, she's like, no!
It's true. You know when I pulled up to the Airbnb, when I landed, because I landed a day later than everyone.
She came, like, Uruka, Leah, and I arrived here first, and then Sheena arrived.
Yeah, my flight was delayed, and then when I arrived, I was, like, outside of the Airbnb, and all I could hear was Irie's voice from the outside.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you guys were doing, but the moment I came in the vicinity, I could hear you.
Oh, I know what was happening. I was getting ready, and like I needed to borrow something from Leah.
So I
was like, wait, because Leah and I'm not in the same room. I was like, Leah, can you lend me? Hey, Leah, can you lend me? That's probably when you came in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you came, you're like, ah!
Yeah, I was like, the moment I opened the door, I was like blasted.
With the coffee,
woman sound.
No, we kind of sort of heard it, but we just like ignored it. It's like it's probably, I don't know, some kind of trash can or something. Like they're like emptying the trash can or something. Because I could hear the luggage bag, like, but it wasn't a trash can. It was actually the luggage bag, like going through the like streets, going.
Leah is super prepared. I think out of all of us,
that's because she arrived the latest. Out of the three of us, the previous day.
Oh, yeah, she
Uruka and I arrived first, and we noticed, Uruka and I noticed, like, a bunch of things that, like, we needed. So we were messaging Leah, hey, Leah, can you bring this? Can you bring that? So, like, that's the reason, like, Leah has a lot of stuff compared to Uruka and me.
Yeah. I don't know. Woman's house. That's the best way to describe it, guys. I don't know.
What is the
woman's house?
Woman's house. This sounds like Animal Crossing noise.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, Irie sounds. What is Irie sound supposed to be?
Oh, Irie sounds. If you watch Irie, you know what Irie sounds are. But Irie doesn't know what Irie sounds are.
I mean, you knew what Irie sounds probably was even before I started. We debuted.
I mean, yeah, but like it got more intense when you started streaming games.
It usually comes up the most when I'm playing games, especially if it's, like, a frustrating game.
Yeah, there's several, like, greatest hits, like when you,
greatest
you almost
hits
die,
what mean?
When you almost die, you're like, yeah, those sounds. Yeah. Can make a soundboard. I can't believe you guys haven't made an Irie gaming soundboard yet.
What do you do with a soundboard?
God, I'm so flat. My sleeve is gonna expose my whole booby. Or left zero. I'm in a really big shirt. I'm like, oh no, my booby. My nip knob is gonna show.
Don't worry, I don't see it.
Okay.
You probably saw mine.
Almost! Because they were like bursting out of your bra.
Oh my god. That's why I was like, I might need another bra. No, but the thing is, I tried to like buy one, but it didn't arrive because what I noticed is I put it inside the cart and then I forgot to press the purchase button.
That's so wild. You're like, I forgot to bring my bra. It's such an important thing to bring. And then I came here on this trip. No bra. I didn't bring a single bra.
I really did not
bring a single bra on this trip.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like I don't wear them.
I wonder if the others have got some.
Probably.
Maybe. And then after that, we started talking about butts. Yeah. I think out of the four of us, Chino probably has the best butt.
It's because it worked out. I have a bubble butt. So when Leo was here, and then we were comparing butts, and I'm like, I'll take off my pants right now.
I did take it off. And then Luca didn't even join the conversation. And then, because at first it was Leah and me talking about butts. Leah and I was like, because for me, I was like, I don't think I have a butt. And Leah was like, no, you definitely have a butt. Yeah. And then and then Shino joined in. I was like, I do have a nice butt. I gotta take my pants off.
And then I was like, you guys want to see my butt?
Because, like, I was lying down, and Leah lied down on top of me. And then Sheena came and then lied down next to me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I don't even remember how the butt conversation started.
How did it start? Because the butt conversation was already in progress by the time I lied down.
I think it had something to do with Leah just, like, lying down on top of me. I think she mentioned like butts or no, I think she liked out and I was like, Leah, I have no butt or something like that.
Oh.
And Leah was like, no, you definitely have a butt. Look at this. It comes out. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You all lined up to compare. No, we didn't line up to compare. We just have like a mirror, basically. We have a mirror, so, like, nearby, so we're like, okay, she has a butt. She doesn't have a butt. And Uruka was not, Uruka did not, add to the conversation. Uruka did not add to the conversation.
Oh my god.
Ari, you compare yourself to TV people? What do you mean I compare myself to TV people?
There's other TV people? I mean, other than the Kardashians. I don't think nobody here has a Kardashian, but...
Isn't that too big? Isn't that like a balloon?
It's not even real. I heard they got their butt pads taken out.
You can have a surgery to get a butt
pad. Yeah, apparently. Oh yeah, they like inject stuff into their booties to make it bigger.
Don't they have a problem when going to the bathroom?
It's just the cheeks, right? You don't use your cheeks when you're going to the bathroom.
Like, no, you have to sit on the... Oh, well, I don't sit completely down on the toilet.
I don't know how it works. I have never thought of getting booty injections. But it's definitely a thing.
I mean, I've heard... Dude, plastic surgeries are so scary, though. Like, I heard about, like, this one person. She apparently had a plastic surgery to, like, enlarge her, like, boob or something like that. And in, like, the middle of the process, I guess, like, the person who was doing the enlargement surgery, like, they left, like, a piece of sponge in there inside there or something on accident.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that caused an infection and that caused a huge issue or something like that. I heard this like over 10 years ago. So that's back when like it wasn't like soup. It was like not very technology wasn't as good as now.
Back in the day, like there if you get like a cheap boob job, apparently, like back in like the 80s, you go on a plane, your boobie could pop.
What?
And you could die. But it's not like that anymore because they don't use like water balloons or something.
They used to add water balloons?
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't silicone before. So
why do people like get boob increasing surgeries? Isn't that scary? Because you have to go under like the knife and stuff. Doesn't it leave scars?
Yeah, but they hide them well. I can see why you wouldn't understand.
No, it's just the fact that if you need a surgery, then you're going to get a scar, and, like, that's kind of, yeah, like... Yeah,
but for some women that are not, like, that are like me and who have a huge complex, which I don't really have a huge complex.
Being flat-chested is nice on its own way because, like, when you lie down on your stomach, you have nothing...
Yeah, there's nothing obstructing.
Like, okay, here, let me show it to you. Like, if I go, like, here, because it's gonna, like, go downwards.
Yeah.
Unlike when you're, like, lying backwards.
So, wait.
If you go, like, here.
Oh, yeah.
It's really uncomfortable.
Okay,
lie down on, like, that's what it's gonna feel like.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. When I lie down, that's why if you look at me, I go like this.
Oh,
and I don't lie completely down.
That's
like
that. Why big booby people do that. That makes sense.
Yeah, because if you're like this, it's kind of like lying flat down.
Yeah.
Because if you look, this is touching. It's like the same level. It's like the same freaking level.
You can't. I don't know. Big booby, like. Anime girls get drawn in that pose too. It's not that you guys are trying to be alluring. That's the only way you guys can lay down.
No, I mean, we can just like lay flat like this, but it's gonna be super so uncomfortable.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
No.
It pushes your boobs together.
It hurts. After a while, it starts hurting. Because. Like, today, for example, like, how, like, the bras, like, basically squeeze me really hard.
Yeah.
Think of that, basically, when I'm doing this.
Ugh.
It's, like, it keeps pushing at it, and it's, like, painful.
Ugh.
That's also why I'm, like, flexible, like, this way, backwards, but not flexible, like, frontwards.
Because
I'm always like this, so I'm used to it. Like, I can touch my feet, or my toes, to my head like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm too old. I can't do it anymore.
What? That's crazy.
You thought?
Yeah.
What's But then it's gonna strain the muscles right here.
Oh.
So you need to be really careful. Don't force yourself. Otherwise, like, if you're not used to it, it's gonna like completely strain like the muscles behind your thighs. So do not force yourself.
I used to be really flexible, but not anymore.
I'm only flexible backwards.
Oh, really?
Like, if I go frontwards, it's like,
I'm flexible frontwards.
Yeah, I can't touch my toes frontwards, but I can touch my toe backwards. That's crazy. Sheena should draw a next string to explain it to her.
Well, I don't know if my knowledge of anatomy and my art is good enough for something like that.
Well, I can draw. I can try.
Oh my god. But yeah, everybody's always surprised when I was like, I can touch my toes to my like head, and they're like, how the hell do you do that?
I don't think you did. You do like dance when you were younger, like ballet.
I used to do ballet when I was younger.
I did ballet.
I also used to swim when I was younger. Taekwondo. Also, I used to be very like outdoorsy, like rollerblading, skateboarding, and everything. I even still have like Heelys and stuff at home.
Yeah, I have Heelys and stuff at home, and I just used to be more active.
I saw a post on Twitter the other day. A VTuber was like, "What are these things that I know from my childhood?" Yeah. She's like, I don't know what they're called. It's and they're huge. Like, and, what do you mean?
Yeah, I just shut it down. I didn't want to look at it.
Did you take that social media? I took ballet, and then later on I started taking like pop dances kind of stuff. I've also learned tap dancing. I also know how to do, what is it called? Swing?
Swing!
Yeah, I know how to do that dance. I've learned like a lot of different types of dances before.
Yeah, I only did ballet.
So I also learned J-pop.
J-pop dance.
I don't dance with AKB. 48. I want to learn, what's it called? Hololive choreography to one day.
Oh, Hololive choreography.
Yeah,
that'd be really cute.
They have a lot of good songs. So what's reminds me, do you have any covers coming up anytime soon?
I have one, but what? The artists are, I have several, but the one that's closest to completion, it's all mixed and stuff, but the art is not ready. Yeah, even though I like commissioned it as a rush. I think it'll need a couple more weeks in the oven. I have no clue.
Is it the one that you let me listen to in exchange for that duet I let you listen to?
Yeah, that one.
My duet actually is gonna be done being mixed this week.
Ah, it's crazy!
But the only issue is art's not ready. Art's not ready for me either, so who knows how long that will take, because we need to get the art back, and then we need to get like the video done, so that might take a while. And then there's an idol cover, but Leah's gonna be making the video for that one. Leah's been busy recently with like anniversary and everything, so she hasn't been able to finish it.
Everyone's busy. Everyone's so busy.
I mean, it could be worse, honestly. Ari, please uninstall the god.
Uninstall the god? You're asking for too much.
What does the gacha have to do with this, though?
Right?
What does the gacha have to do with this?
She barely has any time for gachas left.
I have barely been able to play gacha games. Like, right? You see, like, I had to uninstall a good chunk of it, but these are the only Otome and gacha games I have left. But like, I haven't really been able
to. It's still like a lot.
That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9, but 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, did I uninstall the other Otome game because I ran out of space? Oh no. Oh well. Oh, wait, no. Did I close it?
No, I didn't close it. Okay. Oh,
nine of them? Nine
of them. Oh, like two, like two, four, like.
Ultimate. I don't games. Oh my god.
Not like the actually the ultimate games I've got to remember, actually.
Wait.
Free to play. Let's see. Does that have games on my phone?
One, two, three. Four of them are Ultimate games. I still have Tears of Thanos on here. Kills me.
I spent $100 on Tears of Thanos. This is too terrible.
You should
come back because the second anniversary is happening soon.
Our anniversary is coming up.
It's actually supposed to be
Saturday right after Sheena's birthday. But
I mean, because scheduling issues
throughout the gen, we might have to push back the celebration to next week.
Mm-mm-mm. Next week. It sounds good.
We're kind of excited for it because this is the first
full gen 2 collaboration.
Not including the off-site panel since.
I mean, that's not
really a collab since our debut, actually.
Yeah. No, not our debut. No, because Gen 2.
100 days, really. That's the last time all six of us were in one stream.
Man, time zone pain!
There were a lot of times, like, three or
four of us were, in a stream at the same time.
Which is usually Anima, Rhea, Sheena, and me.
Because we're, like, streaming around the same.
Yeah, we have, like, a similar time slot, and then
there's Remy and Ponku. I mean, audio's getting worse.
We can't help it. The
reception here is really bad, but the internet here has been quite a struggle. Wi-Fi would be worse because Wi-Fi is going to keep
disconnecting dropping.
And like reconnecting, disconnecting, and reconnecting. I think it's just really.
Even working out.
That's true.
I already sound so spooky. Do I sound like a robot?
Wait.
Domo Ari Domistar Robato.
Blame Elon. Yeah, blame Elon. What the heck is that new view count?
What is that new? View count
thing? I'm so stupid.
And he keeps thinking of
excuses like,
oh, he's trying to do damage control.
Yeah, I don't
know. You sound like a kappa. What's a kappa?
Xbox mic quality.
Underwater. Audio quality is just bad. It's one bar. I can't do it. I wish
I could, like,
improve it, but first half of the sentence works, but audio falls off. Really?
We can't.
Why are we all in Xbox Call of Duty lobby? It's because I'm old. It's because we're
old. We're going back to the EO days. We're returning to the EO days of Xbox Call of Duty lobby.
I don't really know that much gamer words.
You can use the gamer words for me.
For it to be truly the Xbox Live
Call of Duty.
I mean, CSGO is pretty bad too if we're talking about like the gamer
ragey experience.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, when I usually play games like that, I would turn boosted.
Did somebody get shot? No, that was an accident. Somebody hit
a bumper or something outside.
No, that was too... I thought that was a gunshot.
No, gunshot would sound different. That's definitely... It's too dumb to be a gunshot.
No. If that was a crash, then, like, the car would continue to ring.
I think they hit, like, a trash can or something. That's what it sounds like. It's, like, too soft to be a gunshot.
Nobody's screaming.
Yeah, it's not a gunshot. It's not a gunshot.
No, it's not.
What a shame.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you mean, what a shame?
We can be thankful it's not a gunshot.
Firework? No, that did not sound like a firework.
No, there's been fireworks going off.
Has been fireworks, but that did not sound like a firework. That sounded more like a gunshot.
It's not! I have a gun! It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like that.
Maybe we heard different things, I don't know. But anyways, oh no,
No, it was not a gunshot. Okay, it sounded a lot more boomy.
Boomy?
Yeah, like more of like a boom sound. That was like a weak somebody hitting a trash can sound. Yeah. Can you reveal the reason of the trip later, or is it a secret?
It's not really a secret.
It's not really a secret, it's just that...
Relaxation.
Yeah, it's like a relaxation trip. And like, I haven't built a rapport.
Rapport?
Yeah.
Of like, what?
Like, with some of the other members. I've like, gone out pretty much, like, in the year I've been at Face Connect, I haven't really gone to a lot of outings, honestly. Yeah, like, staff knows me a little better than a lot of the talents at this point.
I know better than the staff.
Yeah, I know, like you, but, yeah, for the others, I'm trying to make an effort to, like, go out on more trips that, when they come out as an opportunity. Yeah, and I guess to be transparent, we don't want to say too much about, like, where we are. Or what we're doing just for security reasons. I hope you guys understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
If anything, I feel like Uruka, Leah, and I'm the one who, like, always see people.
Yeah, I don't really.
Honestly, that's the same because, like, if we were living in, like, someplace like Japan, because it's a small enough country, so it's easier for people to meet up with each other.
Yeah.
But, like, outside of, like, if you live anywhere outside of, like, those smaller countries, it takes, like, you need to, like, take airplane flights that cost hundreds of dollars, maybe over $1,000 just to meet up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then hotel costs are insane, so you can't even go for a one-day trip because flying and everything else takes up all the time. So, yeah, it's harder to meet up if you're... for, like, just non, like...
If your country's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. A lot of us also live in, like, other countries. It's just, like, it's really hard to meet up, so, yeah.
Like, most of us aren't really social. That's why, like, somebody comes to visit, we're just like, okay, we're gonna get together. This doesn't really happen that often anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Mm-mm. I feel like as a streamer, too, your world sort of gets smaller. Holy shit. That sounded more like a gunshot.
I freaking told you that was a gunshot!
What was that?
That is not a car crash. That's 100% not a car crash. That's 100% gunshot. I freaking told you. I told you that was a gunshot.
That's crazy. Who is a shoot in the sky? Maybe.
Do you have the door locked?
I'm gonna go check.
Okay, let's go. Okay, while she, is this window open? It's closed. Okay. Yeah. Just make sure the front door is closed and locked. Just make sure the front door is locked. Is it locked?
Okay, so, yeah, do a double lock.
Yeah, a double lock.
Okay.
It doesn't have a chain.
Wanna lock this door to the thing? That's true. If somebody has a gun, yeah. That's kind of scary, though. Oh, well. The window is closed inside there, too? Okay. It's a thing on 4th of July to shoot off guns like an idiot. I did not know that. Did you know that?
It's America! It's America, baby!
Merca.
Yeah.
Merca, Bobby. this can still get... Aren't Leah and Uruka out there? They're safe. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Those two are safe. Don't worry.
Common occurrence.
Yeah, it's a common occurrence, but you still need to like be prepared and
yeah.
If, for example, if we weren't like more used to it, we'd be like freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. what do we do? Instead, you guys hear me? I'm not like freaking out. I'm just like, oh yeah, that's a gunshot. Yeah, okay, just lock the door.
Yeah.
And you guys know I have like exaggerated like reactions too. You don't hear me freaking out, so it's we're used to it. Don't worry about it.
It's like, oh, it's the rain.
Burgerland.
Burgerland.
Burgerland things. You know what else is in Burgerland? Wait, what? You know what else is in Burgerland?
Hamburgers? What else?
In-N-Out. Have you heard about the In-N-Out pop-up shops that appear out of, like, Burgerland?
Really? There's In-N-Out pop-up shops?
I know Korea has one. I believe Japan also has one. Had one actually. Whenever they have, like, pop-up In-N-Out, like, outside of Burgerland, holy crud, the line.
Cause like I watch these like mukbang streamers, and when the In-N-Out pop up was in Korea, that's like there's so much In-N-Out content in Korea that
everybody like everyone and their moms and their whatever else was making like In-N-Out. I think that's Uruka.
We should probably
I'll look up.
Okay. Are you sure? Oh, you locked it! Lock it! You told me to lock it! Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, there's the sirens! Are they out there? What do you mean? Like the gate? Oh, hold on. Manager's calling. We should probably go.
We'll be ending the Twitter space here. We might continue it later, but for now, bye-bye. Hey,
Otsu!
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you guys later.